Let's bring in Molly Walker of the New York Post. She's the Rangers reporter there. To tee it all up, Molly, how's it going?
It's going pretty good. I can't complain. The Rangers have been home for a bit, so it's been a nice little break in the travel schedule.
Nice. Yeah, you said it right there. Leafs and Rangers battle it out tonight at MSG. Rangers sitting atop the Metro. And you wrote this week about how the Rangers are giving off a bit of a new vibe, a bit of a different vibe this year. What's been so different with the team this season, and how much of an impact has Gerard Gallant had on that difference?
You know, it's the only reason why I've been writing it so much is because it's what's coming from all the players, you know, one after the other from training camp to now. Player after player just talks about how different the vibe is in the locker room, and it started from the day Gerard Gallant took over the team, really. And I think that it is definitely a management thing coming from the top down. I think that they really wanted to emphasize players playing to a certain role and having a different look at their lineup than they did in previous seasons, which they went out and did in the offseason, adding guys like Barkley Goodrow and Ryan Reeves, you know, just adding some snarl to the lineup. So it really is a different look of a lineup for this Rangers team, and also just an attitude as well. And I do think that it's coming from the top down. The one thing about Gerard Gallant's system is that he doesn't want his players to be thinking too much. You know, he wants them to just play to their strengths and play responsibly. And I think that that's where his predecessor David Quinn kind of lost this Rangers team, is they were kind of thinking a bit too much toward the end there. But with Gallant, it really hasn't been that way at all, and it's played out very well on the ice, obviously.
Molly, from a Rangers perspective, would this be considered a litmus test, you know, to use that buzzword, but a litmus test type of game going up against Toronto tonight?
Absolutely. I think just the sheer fact that they're 1-1 against each other this season, and both games have been relatively close. I know the second game, even though the score was close, it was definitely more in favor of the Maple Leafs. But I think that just the fact that they've gone a 1-1, and obviously the Maple Leafs are one of the top teams in the other divisions, it's definitely a litmus test. And one thing about the Rangers schedule this season is everybody's made a lot about how they haven't been doing as well against the top tier competition, but obviously they've been cleaning up against the lower tier competition. But the Rangers know that if they want to play with the big boys, and if they do want to hold their own in the playoffs, then they're going to have to start to learn how to beat some of these upper echelon teams. But slowly but surely, they've been able to build a couple wins against higher competition. So the Maple Leafs, if they could get a win tonight, that would be a statement for sure.
The first time that these two teams played this season, Molly, the story of the game was Igor Shesterkin and how he just goalied the Maple Leafs. I think you and I were crushing pizzas and popcorn upstairs at Scotiabank Arena while Igor Shesterkin was just putting on a show. The Rangers' expected goals against is 30th right now in the NHL, but the actual goals against is only 5th. So does that just speak to how incredible he's been this season?
Yeah, I definitely think that he got a little bit more attention in the beginning of the season just because of the way the Rangers were playing, and Igor was still stealing a lot of wins for them, but his play has absolutely just remained the same. It's just been the Rangers in front of him have changed a little bit and have been playing a little bit more reliably and a lot more stronger than they were at the beginning of the season. But Igor has been consistent, you know, really this entire season, and it's been huge for the Rangers. You shouldn't be apologized for having such a great goalie, and the Rangers certainly have it, so they give him all the credit that he deserves, and he really is, you know, he's put on a Vezina Trophy-winning performance so far this season, so we'll see where it goes from here, but yeah, this Rangers team will absolutely need elite goaltending in order to hold its own in the playoffs if that's the direction that they're going in.
Yeah, to me, that's going to be tonight's matchup. It's going to be the goaltender duo, two guys coming in, Vezina, if not favorites, certainly Vezina candidates to this point in the year. In conversation with Molly Walker of the New York Post, covering the New York Rangers, tonight's game, Leafs Rangers on TSN 1050. And we don't get to see Adam Fox a lot here in Toronto, a total stud defenseman, reigning Norris champion, on a tear, leading the team in points. How much of a treat is it to watch this guy on a nightly basis?
Well, it really is a treat. That's exactly what it is. There are really very few players in the NHL, probably the world, that see the ice as well as Adam Fox does. And more often than not, even in practice, sometimes he'll do something, and me and the other writers and I will just look at each other and laugh, because that's really all you can do. I mean, some of the things that he's able to do on the ice, it's absolutely unbelievable. And, you know, obviously he's only in his third NHL season, so really, what more can he do, you know, in this league that he hasn't already? So the fact that he's only been here for so long is really encouraging to see where his career goes from here. But, yeah, he's just what a complete player, and he's been huge for the Rangers. And I think that they've had a star at every crevice of the team, and he's definitely leading them on defense for sure.
The Leafs are pretty much missing, or not pretty much, they are missing their second defense pairing in Muzzin and Hall tonight. How can the Rangers take advantage of the Leafs' two young blue liners in Liljegren and Sandin on that second pairing tonight?
And I think that'll be up to Gerard Gallant, you know, how he wants to do his matchups and such like that. But I think that the Rangers and Gallant, they, whenever we ask them about the other teams, they don't like to pay that much attention to the other thing. I think that this Rangers group, you know, is really its own worst enemy sometimes. A lot of the times when they do blow, you know, third period leads, that's been a stickler for them a couple times this season. It's a lot of it is self-inflicted. So I think that the Rangers just need to worry about what they're doing and, you know, playing to the same level that they have in recent games, which even with a very depleted lineup, they were able to go 3-2 on their recent West Coast trip. So now the fact that they're almost entirely healthy, the only player still in COVID protocol is Alexi Lafreniere. So they have almost their entire lineup back. Dryden Hunt should be back in his first game off of injury reserve. So it'll be important for the Rangers to kind of fall back into the rhythm that they had before they had all these players leave the lineup for COVID protocol. So I think that might be a little tricky getting back into the swing of things, but it is going to be an almost fully healthy lineup. So I think that they should try to, you know, get back to what they were, how they were playing before COVID hit them.
Yeah, I think it's going to be an exciting matchup against two of the top teams in the league. And something else that I know a lot of Leaf fans are going to be keeping an eye on tonight, Auston Matthews has a chance to make history on Broadway and score in his 11th straight road game, joining only Steve Yzerman and Pavel Bure to do that. Easy question for you, Molly. You think it happens?
Well, if I know what I've watched from Auston Matthews, I wouldn't doubt it, that's for sure. And the Rangers also kind of have this luck where, you know, I think almost every team has had one player score their first goal of the season or first goal as an NHLer against the Rangers. That always seems to happen. So when it comes to milestones and such like that, I think that Auston Matthews might be able to do it, considering how it's gone for the Rangers team.
He likes the bright lights.
He does. Yeah. He really likes the bright lights. And to do it in the Garden, I think, would just add a little bit of a special element, a little bit more to the layer to this story that I think will just make him just be a monster tonight. That's what I'm thinking is we're going to see out of Auston Matthews. Really appreciate you joining us today. And it was fun chatting with you, Molly. And we'll have to do it again down the road.
Yeah, absolutely. Thanks so much for having me on, guys.
All right. Enjoy the game. There she goes, Molly Walker, Rangers reporter from the New York Post. And you know what? Why don't we get to the School of Degeneracy?
Time now for Al's Brothers School of Degeneracy.
Back to school. Back to school.
Jackpot.
Did you see that kid on CTV? Shoveling, that was like really distraught, and he said, "I wish I was in school right now."
I did not.
You
but
didn't
that
see
sounds
that kid.
Horrible. No.
He was so funny. He was shoveling, and it was like his name, and under it, CTV put exhausted. I'll send it to you after. You got to see it.
I'm curious how that just randomly popped in your head.
Because sometimes I'm not in Al's Brothers School of Degeneracy, and I wish that I was. Just like I think his name was Carter.
Gotcha. Okay, so it's a school thing. I gotcha. Well, maybe he's listening in, young Leaf fan, hopefully, and maybe he can take this information and do what he will. He's probably not at the age where he can cash in on some of this information, but maybe pass it along to his parents. But there's a couple of things that I'm looking at for tonight. It's going to be a good matchup. We already know that. Toronto, New York, two of the top teams, two of the top markets in the NHL, and I don't typically actually bet against Toronto. But tonight, it just seems like this could be a good one for the Rangers to win. Like, no Jake Muzzin, no Justin Hall, no Andre Kasha. It just seems to be a little bit too much that's missing. It's going to be a thin, thin blue line. I think the Rangers could take advantage. They got home ice advantage, which they've won 10 of the last 13 on home ice. And the Rangers have won 5 of the last 7 meetings between these two. So the Rangers, you know, all the trends kind of fall to them, and they got plus value at plus 135 on the money line. So I think that we could see that happening tonight. But if you look at these props, the props are interesting. Austin Matthews, do you think he does it tonight? You think he makes history with his 11th straight road game?
Goal, yes,
on the road,
I do.
On the road?
Of course I think, AB.
I think he does too. I think he's going to have a monstrous game. Like the way that he played in Arizona, I think he'll have a very similar type of dominating game tonight. You know, like when he is on one, he is on one. He looks like the best player in the NHL. You can't rip the puck off him. He's so strong along the boards. I think he's going to have that type of night and certainly hit the score sheet. And you can get him at minus 105. So toss down $105 and get $100 back on that bet. The other one that I like tonight is Ilya Mikheyev, over 2.5 shots. This guy has been a shooting machine since he's come back from his injury. I think Ilya Mikheyev, he's been hit an over 3 shots a game basically every single game since he's been back. So I think Ilya Mikheyev blows past his 2.5 shot total, and you can get that at plus money at plus 120. So those are a couple of props that I like for tonight with the Leafs and Rangers, a game in which you can listen to right here on TSN 1050 and Puck Drop.